Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In 2022, when the NFL regular season came to a halt, the football world called on the one matchup that would make a difference. And within that matchup, the world called on one team that would make a difference. And within that team, the world called on one quarterback that would make all the difference.
Hey, Mac, just to start, how first scoring drive of the game? What you see when you're back?
And that quarterback is Mac Jones.
Yes, hello.
When it happened the first time, he was, well, he sure did hand the ball off. When it happened the second time, Buffalo was ready for him. Now, the one man who played in those games is not playing around.
Rock, paper, scissors. I'm just kidding.
Only this time, he is playing around. Mac Jones. Patriots, Bills. One if by land, two if by sea, three if by payback.
That's secret information.
About the music.
Let's go!
Are you kidding me?
I am so pumped. Excellent job. Fitzy, excellent job. Ryan, holy crap. Who's not ready to run through a wall?
Get me a brick wall.
Go. See this? Go. See this sleeve? I'm getting rid of it.
His sleeve is off. He's still holding his arm up.
You look like a giant Napoleon.
Wait, watch. Wait. My hand's up.
Good extension. Oh, how do you not hear that song? Like the minute it's over and you hear just that, just the beginning of it. And not just get fired up.
Your palms will thicken.
I like the whatever the hell that noise
like
is.
I don't know what the noise is. The
Inception. I like that.
You know what they call it? The Inception.
I call it the world.
They call it the world's horn. Like, oh,
the
Inception. That's a good one.
Yeah. Like I ever started since the Inception trailer. Like,
yeah. Everything. I love it. I'm ready. I think we should send this to Bill.
But I'm so happy it's Friday because I'm tired of talking about the game. I feel like it's like a Super Bowl week.
I
need the game tomorrow.
Can I put my sling back on?
Listen, when I hear this, I mean, what do you do? Like, Christian, do you want to play again when you hear this song?
No, I need a Toro shot. If I get a tee shot, I'm ready to go. Give me a tee shot. Can somebody Dr. Price in here and give me a tee shot?
What kind of tee shot are we talking about?
Northeast
Men's Health?
Okay, not Northeast Men's.
Maybe after the game. Listen.
Now, because where I go with TNT is a Tanqueray and tonic. But maybe it's a Toradol and a testosterone.
No, I'm ready.
Oh,
I'm ready.
I'm so
that's,
happy it's
that's,
here.
That's, see, I think I've been downplaying, like, how fun the playoffs are. Like, I've been downplaying, like, just really how cool it is to be in the NFL, to play in the NFL, and have an opportunity to be in a playoff game.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's just so cool, and the games, you have a whole week of buildup. And, like, it's just, like, the weather sucks and you're freaking out. And now I'm ready to go.
So you guys might be different. I know you're both doing radio tomorrow, correct?
Yes. Yeah,
and Sunday.
So, okay, so your lead up to the game isn't over, like, after today. You got to talk about it again tomorrow. Like, I'm done. But I don't know if this – so you guys are more involved with, like, game day stuff. Like, football's your time, right?
Yeah.
So it probably doesn't happen to you, but I think it was last night my wife walks up to me. She's like, oh, by the way, Saturday night we're going out to dinner with, you know, the neighbors.
No, we're not.
And I was like, and I looked at her, I was like, Wait, what? She's like, yeah, Saturday night, is that work? I'm like, no, maybe it's work.
Yeah, player like, this. You should have that.
Mrs. Merlone said we had dinner plan.
Like, I know it's a Saturday night. She kind of doesn't pay attention. She knows, like, Sundays is for football for the most part, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like, how many, I mean, I'm just wondering how many people out there, like, plans for Saturday night, and you're like, no.
Yeah, not
let's, can
happen.
We go out tonight? So we're going out tonight.
Oh, like, attaboy.
Yeah, going out tonight. I'm like, the game's at 8:15.
Put a lot of work in tonight, Lou.
You
put
can
a
DVR
lot of love,
it.
A lot
I'm
of
like,
attention.
No, playoff game.
The only question is, what time do you have your first tomorrow? Like, I'm on the air 1 to 4. It's me, Hart, and Mego. 4:01. Right before, just to start lubing.
You can't drink at all.
What?
Pre and post.
Oh, no, get into it.
Pre and post.
Okay, now I have post Sunday at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
with Andy.
That's a hangover.
Fritzy, I would say kickoff Bengals Raiders.
Right, 4:30.
4:30. I would say at that point, listen, if you want to go sooner, God bless you. Do your thing. But I'm just saying, probably in the house, right. My house, probably 4:30.
4:30 firsty?
Yeah, 4:30.
See, the thing I think that firsty? Makes this, okay. I think the thing that makes this even a cooler kind of game is the fact that it's we're finally going to get the answer. Like, this time, it's for real.
To the test?
It's the trilogy, ooh. Right? It's this time. We're serious.
It matters.
We're serious this time.
This time, it matters.
Like, there is not a fourth. Like, so whatever you want to do, anything you did in the past really doesn't
first
matter.
First two don't matter.
Best out of three, it doesn't. It would have been totally different. But no, this one, it's for real.
The only thing that matters or should have mattered would be the fact that it's being played in the Western New York hellhole up at Highmark Stadium. But the funny thing is, the way things are looking, Lou, maybe advantage not the home team. You know what I'm talking about?
Because of the weather. Wait, is that what you're talking about? The weather.
Well, do you guys... I just clicked this.
Weather's their best shot.
Winter Storm Izzy.
That and the fact that it's $25 to go to the game.
Yeah. Well, Winter Storm Izzy heads east across the U.S.
What's an Izzy?
It's a storm.
It's one of those fizzy energy drinks.
No. It's
like,
a storm.
I grew up in my whole life. I've never heard of an Izzy. Is an Izzy coming? Like, are we going to get an Izzy this weekend?
Oh, like a Nor'easter?
Yeah, well, a Nor'easter, I've heard.
Oh,
but an Izzy?
It's an Izzy? It's like
have you ever in your life heard of an Izzy is coming in this weekend?
Maybe they named it.
So
is that a Buffalo thing off the lake?
No, so here it is. As of Friday.
Hashtag lake effect.
56 million Americans are under a winter weather alert heading into a long weekend, according to the Weather Channel. The storm, named Izzy, will affect travel and power supplies from the Midwest, South, and Eastern U.S.
We're naming storms now. I thought it was
the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, warned Izzy would bring heavy snow and freezing rain that people in the path of the storm should avoid driving if possible.
Lake effect.
That means everyone's going to run and get their supplies tonight. So the Packies, watch out. We're coming for you.
But that's not us. That's Buffalo, correct?
Well, yeah, but that's where the game's being played.
No, because he just brought up a good point. And the radar went up. Like, if we're going to get it on Saturday, you got to go and stock up. You got to get yourself prepared.
And I'm not going out Sunday.
No. But I want to know if it's hitting me or not. If I want to go get bread, things like that.
You're not getting bread. You know, what would you?
But Izzy's coming. What else you got to do?
Maybe by the way, bread and milk is code
Crown,
for Crown and
Jameson,
beer.
Whatever it takes, right?
It's code.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I feel like this is exactly the way
IPAs
you want it.
For Fitzy.
There we go. Oh, I'm stocked. Listen, by the way,
it's got to be the way you want it. The weather's beautiful for you.
And your point about like wait until 4:30 kickoff tomorrow to crack the first one, I love the fact that they're the second. There hasn't been a lot of talk about this. I love the fact that they're the second game. You get a full Sunday, three games, including Sunday's 4:30 game, arguably the marquee game.
Yeah.
So you either have a day of like celebratory free football or you can soak your sorrows. And then, hey, there's another one Monday where you can actually start feeling like a human again. And the first game's going to be Raiders at Bengals. That's a great first game.
I think
appetizer.
And if you do win that game, given that it's Bengals Raiders in the AFC, you'll kind of have an idea, right? I mean, if the Raiders win, you're sort of sitting there saying, oh, my God, okay. Now we got to watch Pittsburgh, if you go and win that game. So the fact that it's two AFC teams, you'll start to have a better picture that if you win, where you might end up. Rather than, if an NFC team, you're going to wait there till Sunday and watch a couple other games, and you're like, I don't know what the hell's going to happen here. So you might a little bit know about it.
No, it's great.
I love it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love the weather element in this game. I do. I love how it's like your side piece. It's like your shotgun rider. It's having such a impact on this game, and nobody's really even looking at the game. They're more focused on whether, Josh Allen's feet are too cold, if he's going to be able to throw the ball, his numbers in the weather, Max, inability to play in the weather because he's never really done it.
Have we overblown Josh Allen's numbers in the cold weather?
No.
Why not?
Not even close.
No, okay, so here's the thing. I would admit that the weather advantage Patriots, it helps you. Because that game a couple weeks back was 47 degrees. you know, December 26th, that might as well be like 80 degrees, right? That's a perfect day. So a perfect day allows a very talented quarterback to have the day that he does. So, but my point is that in cold weather, in freezing weather, he's not as good. Is anybody as good? Like, is anybody good when it's like minus 10? So, the, you know, they're relying on him, so he won't be as good. It's advantage you. But we're sort of, we haven't really brought up too much the fact that Mac has never done this either, right? But how many quarterbacks are great at 5, 10-degree weather, minus 10-degree weather? How many are great? Like, even Brady, I saw, was like 5-1 and under 30. Team's great. 54 completion percentage.
Oh, man.
That's not him. Team won, though. I don't know. I feel like we haven't really talked enough about Mac Jones in cold weather. But I do think the weather helps you because Superman can't quite be Superman and Josh Allen, and they rely on him.
So what if it's your fit? So at that point, Lou, I'll put it this way. It's your 52 versus their 52. So let's take – so Mac, I mean
– weather helps you.
Yes. I mean, I told you earlier this week, Christian, if Mac makes three big-time throws – he literally had three throws in the first game in Buffalo. If he completes three big passes, one of which maybe even goes to the six-point house, spectacular effort by him. That's exactly what the Pats would need. I don't know what Josh is capable of tomorrow night, a Herculean effort. He stinks in the cold weather, Lou. He does. So let's take them both out of the equation. Now it's your 52 against their 52. We're taking the quarterbacks out of the equation. Who do you feel better about in the cold?
I think in the cold evens the playing field. I still think Buffalo's better than you, but I think it evens it. I do. I think it evens it because they rely on him so much. Talk about Josh McDaniels. I think, are we finally going to see the, we've talked about this all year long, waiting to see like Damian Harris, Wildcat, pop pass, Hunter Henry touchdown. We brought that up like five, six, week four, week five, week six, because I think Harris did a couple Wildcats at the goal line. And I forget who did it. Derrick Henry's done it. Other running backs have done it before.
Too obvious.
Damian Harris to Jonnu Smith. New England explodes tomorrow night if they throw
too
that.
Too obvious. I think it's I'm sticking with it's less about Tyler. Mac. It's more about Josh. Obviously, the burden of proof, in my opinion, is on Josh Allen. That who needs to have a back-to-back good game. Because you could even look at the first game in the trilogy and say, well, you know, he wasn't all his fault. You know, they couldn't score in the red zone. And the second game, he was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And forget about the stats. What do you got here? Freezing game time temperatures. Josh Allen career, including playoffs. Win-loss record. He's 3-2. Touchdowns interception ratio, 6-7. Six touchdowns, seven interceptions. Yards per attempt, six.
Completion percentage, 50. So I'm just curious, Tyler.
But you just mentioned Brady.
No, I know. Yeah, well, I know. No,
Christian, look at that. Look at the bottom.
Tyler,
the
real
one
quick.
That Tyler highlighted.
Yeah, when you say 40th out of 41 quarterbacks the last 15 seasons, that's in freezing weather, freezing game time conditions.
Correct. In Josh Allen's career, including the playoffs, in freezing game time temperatures, only one quarterback has been worse over the last 15 seasons than Josh Allen.
Who is that?
I don't know. It's not
Scott Mitchell.
Yeah, probably somebody really
15
sucks.
Years now he wasn't playing.
I mean, I would say, you know, like I said, Brady's got a good record. I don't think the numbers are the
Rex
completion
Grossman.
Percentage is great. I just, you know, he's 3-2 in these games. Mm-hmm. You know, and your guy's never played in anything like this, right? But it's more about their guy, to your point. It's not about Mac. It's about their guy, controlling their guy. They depend on them. So if the Patriots win, what does it look like? Do we know what it looks like, right?
If the Patriots win, yeah, I think it looks, I guess, similar to the way it looked in the first game, but just maybe with, you know, 15 more attempts. That's the way I think it looks.
See, I would say no special teams screw-ups, which we've seen in losses, winning a turnover battle, right, and being able to run the ball effectively. That's why I say it's like kind of predictable. We know what it looks like when they lose. Stupid special teams. Mac throws two picks. Stupid timely penalties. Like, it's, I feel like you got a pretty good idea, like, what this team is right now, win or lose. Like, when they lose, it looks the same. Every single time.
Do the numbers matter to you at this point, or are we going to throw out all the regular season numbers because this is just going to be tomorrow night, ice cold, who's who? What do you got?
I mean,
because the numbers, like you're saying, the numbers matter a ton. The numbers,
what,
like
the numbers mean the cold numbers or the fact that they're...
In terms of the Patriots, like the Patriots have a personality disorder. They are very bipolar. I know you guys have hit on this to a degree this week, but it is really stunning how either good or bad they are. Like, they're not mediocre. They're not okay at times. They're either really good or really bad. When they don't turn the ball over, they don't lose. Period. End of discussion. They're 8-0 on the season. When they score in the first quarter, guess what? They don't lose. They're 8-1. I'll say, okay, that's one loss, so you can't say they never have lost, but it matters. The Patriots score in the first quarter tomorrow night.
That's why I think it's,
and
yeah,
they tie
you know.
Up or win the turnover battle, they got this.
Yeah,
they can get this.
That's why I say, like, I think you... You know, on Monday, if they lose, we know exactly what it's going to look like, I feel like. And if they win, we know what that's going to look like. Like, it's just, there's no, like, in between with this team. It's either really good or going out there and losing football games, uncharacteristically losing football games. All right, we want to get to, we got Nick Costos. Ooh, I like that. By the way, Nick Costos is going to join us at 2:30. I know we usually have him on 5:30, but we're going to save that for our little our little bet. And I love this. Yeah. You can play it all day long. Speaking of our little bet, we got to go over it. We still, we got some three finalists, I believe. We want to tweet out what the possible punishment will be. Yeah. Last year, I shaved my head. Fitzy, I don't know if you knew this or not, but you're involved. We will pick our games later on, but first, we'll talk to Nick Costos. That's coming up at 2:30. And get the professional's view of this thing. I'm a man of my word. I made a bet. I lost. Shave my freaking salad.
Okay.
Nice job, Andy. Way to get your team ready. Mahomes, yeah, the greatest of all time. You suck, too. Tyrann Mathieu.
Little... There we go. there we go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's a racing stripe.
How's it look?
Oh, my God. Steph's going to be so happy. It? So sexy.
Holy sh**. Whoops. Well, that was last year. Tom Brady, Tampa Bay Bucks, they beat Kansas City. I lost the bet. I had to shave my head. The worst part about that was like, Crefoyer threw out his eyebrow. That didn't come to fruition. And we really just did it to try to get Glenn to shave his mustache. You know, and then somehow the ante got upped, and you and I were battling for that last spot. It was
because he won early.
Oh, yeah, he took care of it.
He won early. He was like he was clean. Like by the time the Super Bowl came around, he had nothing to worry about.
See, that's the problem. I mean, you know, this first weekend is it's tough to recover.
Yeah. Mm.
You have a bad first weekend. You got four games, two games, one game. Like it's six this week.
We added some changes this year.
We did. We added some changes. However, we don't know
what the punishment
is yet. Oh. So we have a few options. What do you know about a balut egg?
Balut egg.
Balut egg, Fitzy.
Oh, nothing. It just looks awful.
Can we get a picture up on Twitch, or is that, because you need to actually see it. Okay, because seeing...
Is believing.
Tyler, well, how would you describe this thing? How would
it's
you describe
worse than
it?
That.
What is it?
It's a fertilized developing egg embryo that is boiled and eaten from the shell.
But it's like it's not just like a boiled egg. Like there's a shot that we're going to have like a beak and feathers.
Right, you might see some... remnants of like an eyeball from the egg there.
So it's like a few days.
So like before you, but like so
it's like a week away from turning into
a
chicken.
Let's just say the bird was going to hatch in a week. Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would. A week before it hatches, you eat it.
Why? I don't know, but
it's
they do this.
It's a delicacy in certain countries.
Apparently, somebody called in and said delicacy in Korea.
All the war veterans say it's actually very tasty. It's in the Philippines, South Asia. It's over there, but they love it.
So if you could get past the visual,
some of those war
of
veterans are different animals. Though. Yeah. You know what I mean? They do a lot of things that I have never
when
done.
When they're near death, you'll try anything. I mean, so that's
protein
it.
Sources vary around the world.
So Tyler, what do we have? We have three options. We're going to tweet out.
The three options are get a professional spray tan, which would look great on Christian.
Really
Fourier.
Dark though.
Eat a balut egg. Ooh.
My little girl's name is Snow.
She'll hate that.
No,
and the
the
third option here is the polar plunge with a twist, and the twist is what, Christian Fourier?
Well, you were going to have to wear the Borat one-piece Speedo.
Yes.
The banana thong.
The banana Speedo. Thong. Yes. Thank you, Tyler. Yes. And the fluorescent green Borat. Yeah. With over the shoulders.
With
the
straps?
Yes, of course with the straps.
So, So the way it works
Jump down for also.
Is this. So this is what we got to do, okay? We will tweet it out. We will come up with the punishment. And then you need to get your picks in. Privately to Tyler by 5 o'clock.
I do.
At 5:20, we're using the point spread. At 5:20, we will reveal our picks. But you got to have one lock. So of the six picks, you got to pick a lock of the weekend, and that counts double. So if you lose, it's like two losses. Mm-hmm. If you win, obviously it's like two wins. So it's probably important to get your lock of the weekend. So we're going to do that. We'll reveal those picks at 5:20. But you got 2.5 hours or so to figure out who you want to go with. We're using the spreads. And, everything's got a hook on it. And for the most part, everything's got a hook on it this week, too. 4.5, 5.5, 12.5, whatever. Except for that last game. And that's at 4. So we're going to ask our boy Nick Costos here in a few minutes as well.
So
he'll help us whether we go to 3.5 or 4.5.
Can I? I'm going to make a suggestion. Uh-oh. Here's my
this
pick.
This always goes well.
My pick is the balut egg.
Come on.
My pick is the balut egg. Yeah, I feel like it has to be... Really, really, like the anticipation of it for everybody involved has to be significant.
And right now, their eggs and their milk and their bodies are on plates inside this restaurant.
Yeah, well, I feel like
I'll
that
tell you what,
needs
Fourier,
to be the pick.
If you really want to do this, if you lose, it's the balut egg.
Well, I will say this. I will say this since we have a tendency to change things as we go.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose, I'll take the balut egg. You take an eyebrow.
No. We're not.
How weird would
it
one
goes to Beluda eyebrows? This is where
what?
He goes like last time.
He just recovered from last year's headshot.
I'm just saying, if you want Beluda Ed, you go Beluda Ed if you lost.
I want it to be painful. I don't feel like jumping in a cold water is scary.
I'll do the orange spray tan, and Fitzy would do the plunge dressed as Borat.
No.
We can do it that way very easily.
I'm just saying,
some people may never recover from that.
I think you guys are
film from the back as you run in.
If I'm going to do a balut egg.
Did you ever see that movie, My Big Fat Hairy Greek Ass?
No, but we're about to.
That's you?
You might. You just might.
If I'm going to do a balut egg, I'll tell you what. You got to give me like two points.
What?
You got to give me a lead.
No.
I'll do it.
We're not spotting you. No,
you got to spot me 2 points.
No, there's no points.
I'll do it. I will do it if you give me a nice little head start. This idea is a
lead.
I threw that out there because you seem so determined to eat this freaking egg.
No, I want us all to do it. I don't want to do it. But it's funnier if it's disgustingly gross and we can't sleep at night because of it.
But some people say it's a delicacy, for God's sake.
Let's just throw a little pepper and salt on there. You'll be fine. So it moves a little bit.
But here's the thing.
So you taste its heart.
You can't do it blindfolded. You have to see what you're eating.
So disgusting.
I can't watch another grown man reversal of fortune.
We'll talk a little bit.
How about this? What if you don't have to eat the whole thing?
But wait, so
what if you just eat the bird's head?
Well, here's the thing. It's almost like getting past the look of it. So if people really do think it's okay to eat, you just got to get past what you're eating.
Yes.
Right?
It's a psychological test of strength.
Like, have you ever had, like, I mean, you ever do spicy foods? You ever do...
Yeah.
Like, so, okay, yeah, like, it's not as bad. You just but have this to, like, does it's, a the spice- it's the fear. Do you ever have a nice little chicken liver, Lou? That looks awful. That
Kidneys? But, no question. You know, I love that.
Chilled a monkey brain?
You ever eat tripe?
Oh,
you know what that is?
Oh, I do.
I mean, it's like... it's
stomach lining.
It's the lining of a cow's stomach. Like, it's fantastic. Yeah. My father makes it's fantastic. The lining of a cow's stomach. It's great. And that's why when
that's
I was out...
I call it tripe.
And that's why when I was out in
you ever had lamb fries?
I'm just saying, that's why when I was out in Japan, Fitzy, I didn't have a problem eating uterus. Because it was like tripe.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, and then there was tongue. So it got weird
out there. I'm sorry.
I say really.
Did you say uterus?
Yeah, it got weird out there. I'm not going to lie to you. There's
a lot of
sake involved.
I am voting.
They don't waste a part of the animal.
It was my earlier years, you know, so it was a lot of sake. You know, what can I tell you?
I'm going to do this. I say it's a vote. I say all of us vote. Me, Ryan, Tyler, you guys. And then let's say I say the punishment should be eat the balut egg. Would you vote for or against?
Against.
Would you really?
I can't do it,
No,
man.
But you're not doing it anyway. So, no, we're doing it. So you would still say no?
I think I would still say no.
Fitzy just saw a picture of it.
Because I'm trying to set you up so you would take my side. It's not walking around.
Real quick, because this is true, too.
Feathers.
Because the texter kind of clears it up, and he's absolutely right. We found this out yesterday. It's not a chicken egg. It's actually a duck.
Oh, jeez. Oh, so that, you know what? Egg. That makes it a lot better, texter. Thank you.
Egg. Well, you putting it up there on the screen right now? Let me see this thing. Can I just take a look at it? Oh, my God. Look at it. Oh, you got to
3-0 Braves last half of the second inning, Jake.
Oh, you got to you got to chew it. You can't swallow it like an oyster.
Old Bay potato chips, got
one. Oh, here you go, Joey.
Oh my God! So there's a lot in the line. We'll figure it out. Right.
Call strike to Jake Lamb.
This is why I'm here, Joe, for justice instances.
I
want Joe and Bradfo to do play-by-play of us eating it.
Justice instances.
That would be good, too.
That's a good idea.
All right, here comes Fitzy. Here goes.
Well,
I mean, would you just, like, kind of go like a pie-eating contest? Or do you actually use a knife?
Would I go full lard ass and just start throwing up on everyone? Probably. Yeah. And listen, I eat hard-boiled eggs, like, every day. I love them so much.
I'm actually leaning towards this bullet egg
now. I think we're a bunch of wimps.
Who's going to prepare it? I'm not trusting either of you guys to, like, find it and boil it.
I mean, that's a
Tyler, does one go about visiting an exotic market and buying this pre-prepared?
Oh, that'd be in Cambridge, Somerville. I'm sure we could find something up there.
No, just ship it from that Wuhan place.
Might have COVID.
By the way,
I got pit stains right now.
I heard they got plenty.
How'd you die, Lou?
Honest to God, my feet are sweating
now. Mason, let me tell you how your dad died. He was great.
By the way, we have the poll question up on the Twitter page. The early returns... 44% polar plunge with a twist, 36% spray tan balut egg, only 14%.
Really? Wait,
come on, people. No, here's
the
go.
Thing. The people want to see the Merlone special right there, the old right up the goalpost.
People know what the spray tan is. People know what the polar plunge is. Got to put a picture of the balut egg on this poll.
Can we do that?
And it will skyrocket.
Yes.
The worst picture you can find. All right, listen, we got that later on. We'll give you our picks at 5:20. We'll let you decide what you think we should do. But earlier, right before the show, we actually talked to Nick Kostos, our guy. He had to tape it because he's a busy, busy man. We wanted to change it to go to 2:30 because we wanted to save that last hour to talk more about football and his bet, as a matter of fact. So this was our interview with Nick Kostos a little bit earlier. Joining us on the line is the host of You Better You Bet and the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls are brought to you by Bet Rivers. Go check out all the latest lines today at BetRivers.net. And on that Harbor One hotline is Nick Kostos. Nick, how you doing, buddy?
Happy Football Friday, guys. We're ahead of a great weekend, wild card weekend, super wild card weekend. Patriots playing. It's awesome. Let's get to it.
Yeah, no, this is we've been waiting for this all year long. So let's start with that. I know it's not the first game on Saturday, but I want to start with the Pats. We'll rip through all these games here. But Patriots at Bills, getting 4.5. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, 4.5, guys, is a buy point for me. I'm the New England Patriots here. I like the Patriots plus the 4.5. I think the true number in this game is 3 or 3.5. So I do think that we have a little bit of an edge here with the Patriots at plus 4.5. Obviously, we give Bill the big-time coaching advantage over Sean McDermott here. And I think the expectation is that Mac Jones is going to come out and maybe be, you know, a little antsy in his first playoff start. I do not anticipate that being the case. Obviously, an excellent coaching staff around him with both Bill and Josh McDaniels. So I don't know that the Patriots are going to win the game. I think if they do, it actually sets up for them to potentially go to the championship game. If they have to go to Tennessee, they will be a favorite if they beat Buffalo and go to Tennessee next weekend. New England will be favored in that game. So I do like the Patriots. 4.5 is the number I'm looking for, not 4. I want to bet the Patriots plus 4.5. And I like the over in the game, guys. And I do like the Patriots at plus 4.5. That is an entry point for me.
Okay, so I'm going to take all your suggestions because we have a nice little bet, that we're doing our show bet. And so the next game that I'm looking at, so if you're responsible for all my my wins and my losses, I'm just going to take the advice of an expert.
Great. I'm also responsible for all my money, too. So I'll try and, like, factor in my head, which is more important, your losses
okay.
or mine.
So let's go. Either way.
Christian's big, though.
Yeah. Okay, so listen, 49ers.
He's also in Boston, and I'm in New York, so all
okay.
good.
Okay, 49ers plus 3.5 at Cowboys. Nice little old-school rivalry reinvented. Who you got on that one?
Yeah, I like Dallas, but I want to bet 3. I don't want to bet 3.5. I think the number in the game should be 4. Dallas has the better quarterback in this game. Dallas certainly has the better defense in this game. And maybe the Niners will shoot up Jimmy Garoppolo's thumb at halftime, like I'm sure they did last weekend, spurring the comeback effort against the Rams in the second half in overtime. At 3, I like the Cowboys quite a bit here. Dallas minus 3, guys, will be my play in this game. Not 3.5, so Dallas minus 3 on Sunday against San Fran.
All right, we're kicking off Super Wild Card Weekend Saturday, 4:30. It's the Benz Gals, who haven't won a game in over 30 years, against the Raiders, who may have already celebrated their Super Bowl. Bengals, 5.5, over-under of 49. Can the Raiders keep the magic up, or is it time for the Cincinnati kid to bring it home with Joe Burrow? What do you got?
Well, I think both things could be true. And I know, like, the narrative people, it's Joe Burrow's first playoff game. But he's had so much playoff success in the past, like with LSU, when he plays great in big games. But, yeah, like, we know, like, they're 5.5-point favorites. Like, we understand. Like, they're favored to win the game, certainly here. I have a better number with the Raiders. That's why we tell people, listen to You Better You Bet earlier in the week. We told you literally on Monday, play the Raiders plus 6.5 or plus 6. For people out there that are like, not a big difference between 5.5 and 6 or 6.5. There is. 5 is a dead number. Like, it's possible for a game to land on 5 mathematically. It just does not happen with any frequency, whereas with the extra point being moved back a number of years ago, 6 has emerged as one of the 3 key numbers along with 3 and 7. Not as big as 3 or 7, but 6 is an important number. So if you're betting the underdog, you want to get 6. You don't want to bet 5.5 if you can get 6. So here's my advice for people that have not yet bet the game. I love the Raiders in this game to keep this game close. I'm not saying they're going to win the football game, but Raiders plus 6 is a great bet. So let's wait here. Like, you meaning the person listening, if you like the Raiders also like I do, you lose nothing by waiting and having to bet 5 or 4.5 instead of 5.5. It is basically the same bet, and maybe you get a 6 and you can enter in with the Raiders. If you're one of these people that's like, I don't care what the number is, I just want to bet the game, I want action, I can certainly understand that. I would only bet the Raiders at these numbers. I think the number in the game should be like Bengals minus 4. Maybe Cincinnati wins the game, but I like the Raiders to keep it close. And as far as the total in this game goes, guys, it's gotten down a little bit. Currently sitting 48.5 or 49. I like the under in the game. I think we're going to see Cincinnati come out and be a little conservative here. First game in the playoffs for Bengals head coach Zach Taylor. And we know the Raiders want to slow the game down. Derek Carr hasn't had a game this entire season with more than 2 passing touchdowns. I like the under in this game, under 48.5. And give me the Raiders. Now, wait for 6, obviously, here. But if you really want action, I guess you could play the 5.5 as well.
All right, how about game one here on Sunday? The Eagles visit Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucks. The Eagles getting 8.5. Who do you like in that one?
So, guys, I want to start with the total here. It opened at 49. Now it's down to 45.5. People asking, why is that the case? Because, you know, we talked about with Buffalo, New England, there's not going to be a lot of wind. It's just going to be cold. We're going to have thunderstorms and maybe winds up to like 25 miles per hour coming up on Sunday in Tampa. Like, that's why this total is dropped here. So I can't really give like great betting advice right now because meteorologists are wrong just as much as handicappers are. We all get to go to work the next day, which is awesome. So I would urge people, like, check the weather report. Seriously, it's as easy as Googling Tampa weather Sunday to see what the weather is going to be. If we're talking 25 mile per hour winds, like, the way you beat Philadelphia, obviously, is to spread it out, which is what Brady wants to do, and just pepper them with the passing game.
Yeah.
If the winds are going to be that high, like, I think it's going to hurt Tampa Bay's passing attack here. So I actually think if the weather is going to be what it looks like it's going to be, it favors the Philadelphia Eagles. So if we hit Sunday, guys, and the wind's bad and there's thunderstorms and it's 8.5, I'm actually going to end up with a bet on Philadelphia here. If we're talking perfect, pristine conditions, I think Tampa should be played up until 10. It doesn't look like that's what we're going to get. So I can't give you a bet right now because, like, we need to, like, actually see on Sunday what the weather is going to be. But if it's going to be 8.5 and it's raining and it's windy, give me the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right. How about the Chiefs? They are at home playing the Steelers, and it's Big Ben. Is this it for him? 12.5 points, a big number.
Yeah, I think, it's probably it. I think the Chiefs will likely win the game here. If the number hits 13, 12.5 is a number that doesn't matter. 13, I become interested in Pittsburgh. And it's similar to a conversation, guys, that we had last week talking Georgia-Alabama with the over-adjustment of that point spread from the SEC championship game. Georgia obviously ends up coming through for us on Monday. So Kansas City a couple weeks ago hosts Pittsburgh. They blow them out, win the game 36-10. That number was 10. Now we're at 12.5. Now 11-12, basically dead number, so not like a huge move here. But if it hits 13, like, now we're talking an adjustment for me. That's just way too much numerically. And we have seen Kansas City play with its food this season. Last week against Denver, nearly lost that game against the Broncos. You know, the whole first half of the season for Kansas City defined by turning the football over too much. I'm not making a case for the Steelers to win the game, but I am saying that there are avenues for the Steelers to keep this game competitive. So it's not a bet that I will be excited to make necessarily, but if I can get a 13 with Pittsburgh, I will make that bet on Sunday night, and may God have mercy on my soul.
All right, this is the one I wanted to ask you, Kostos. Teaser of the week. Tell me how and why I can't make all my money and then some in a teaser. If the Bucks are 8.5, regardless of the conditions, and Kansas City's 12.5, how do I not bet a teaser with the Bucks and the Chiefs, take them down to 2.5 and 6.5? That's a field goal and a touchdown, two huge favorites this week. Tell me why that's a bad bet or a great piece.
I mean, I put that teaser leg in on Monday. We talked about it on the show on Monday. I mean, it loses if, like, the weather is insane and, like, the Eagles run the ball, like, on Tampa, which I think, like, is possible. I feel like people think that's impossible. I feel like that is possible. Like, that's how it loses. Like, if Patrick Mahomes turns the football over 4 times, like, he's done that this year, right? Like, that's how the Kansas City part of it loses. So it's like a shtick we do on You Bet or You Bet. Like, how does it lose when we put in a bet like this? Like, there are avenues, like, in which it loses. I think it probably wins. I made the bet. I think it's a pretty good one. But yeah, there are ways it can lose. I outlined for them for you. That being said, I made the bet. I think it's going to win.
All right, give me the last one here, because Monday Night Football, 8:15, Arizona Cardinals are at the L.A. Rams. The line right now is 4. What do you got?
I like Arizona, but I need to get 4.5 here. Kind of a similar conversation we had with the Steelers and Chiefs in Georgia and Alabama. These teams played like 5-6 weeks ago on Monday Night Football. The game closed Arizona -3. Rams won that game 30-23. Like, now the home field flips. We're 5-6 weeks later, and I get it. Arizona loses on the road to Detroit. They lose that game on Christmas night to Indianapolis. They lose last week to Seattle in a game where if they win, they win the division. So I understand that people have downgraded Arizona. To me, this is way too far of a downgrade. For me, the number in this game should be Rams -3. If a 4.5 presents itself in between now and kickoff on Monday, I think that is a buy point for me on Arizona. So Cardinals +4.5. And I like the under in the game. Like, we have two really conservative chicken bleep head coaches in this game that love to punt on 4th and short and love to kick on, like, 4th and goal from the 3. So I think you're going to get a tight game from these coaches. It's tough to trust Matthew Stafford in a big spot, obviously, here. And I also think that kind of favors the underdog, right, whoever it may be in the game. So if it were Cardinals -4, I'd bet the Rams. If it's Rams -4, I bet the Cardinals. I think it's a 3-point game. So give me Arizona, and I like the under as well coming up on Monday night.
All right, he's the host of You Better You Bet and our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Nick, thanks for joining us, and enjoy football this weekend. Should be fun.
You guys as well. Let's go Patriots, man, because I got to bet on the Patriots. As a New Yorker, I'm saying that. Let's go Pats coming up on Saturday night. Wishing you guys and all your great listeners, minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
All right, that was Nick Kostos. Looks like he likes the Patriots. Oh, getting the points. He likes a lot of the dogs. A lot of the dogs. All right.
Numbers on dogs, by the way, the last couple seasons on Wild Card Weekend, Lou, are nuts.
Yeah.
Dogs bark on Wild Card
Weekend. Keep that in mind for that 5 o'clock announcement for your bets. Keep that in mind. All right, is anybody giving the Patriots a chance to win on Sunday? Anybody. We found a former Patriot that is. You'll hear about it. You'll hear from him, actually, next.
Are you going to say it? Pats win?
Pats win, baby. Come on. I think more like 21-17. I think the Patriots are going to win this football game because of the fact of their ability to run the football, mental toughness, and for some reason, Josh Allen, I just feel like he wants to make a mistake. And if you go back to even the second game, he wanted to throw a pick six, and J.C. Jackson almost caught that football. And if he would have caught the ball, they would have won the football game. So I really think that there might be like a turnover or a couple interceptions.
Rob Ninkovich, he was on the Greg Hill show the other day, said Pats, what was it, 21-17?
Yeah.
Thinks they can win this football game. I think anything can happen. We know that. I don't think the Bills are that much better than them. Would you give them a chance?
No, yeah, and I think the key, I think I'm seeing it just like he is, or he's seeing it like me, because I feel like I said it first. So I'll take credit for it.
Okay.
But the key right there
that's how it works.
Is he feels like, you know, Josh Allen wants to make a mistake. I totally agree. Like, the opportunities are there in every single game. Like, that's just the way Josh Allen is as a quarterback. Like, he's a risk taker, you know, but he's been so successful and he's so skilled that taking those chances doesn't really freak him out. Like, he's not wired like Mac at all. If you couldn't put two opposite thinking quarterbacks in a game than these two. But the roboticness of Mac, and then just the freewheeling, you know, gunslinger mentality that is Josh Allen.
Can you say the same thing about your guy?
Well, I say it for a different reason.
Like,
for Mac,
Josh wants
though.
To turn it over, and it's like, well, Mac has thrown some picks.
Well,
he's also thrown
Josh.
A lot of balls. I'm just saying, like, you, but it's not like you said. Well,
do you view them the same? Do you view those, the interceptions that they throw? Do you view them at like the same way? Like, as far as, like, you know, how it happened, why they did it, you know, what occurred beforehand, what were they trying to achieve? Do you view them the same?
No, I don't. And the reason why I don't is because what the team asks from each of them. You know, Mac Jones, they want him to make the safe throw.
Yeah.
And he still throws picks.
But he's
Josh Allen, they ask him to do a ton, to move the ball downfield, to throw on the run, to, you know, extend plays with his legs, and they just ask him to do more. So that guy there, you know, it's like, well, okay, he's going to take chances. He's going to throw the pick occasionally. You know, Mac, that just wanted to play safe, and he still throws them. So there's concerns with both of these guys. That's all I'm saying.
No,
it's not
one,
just
one.
Okay, so flip the script tomorrow night.
They both sucked at the end of the year.
But, Christian, if you flip the script tomorrow night and Mac Jones plays more instinctually, which is how I believe Josh Allen plays, I don't think Josh Allen sees the field anything resembling the way a Tom Brady, Rodgers, or a true visionary quarterback does. He's rather, like, he's athletic, he's instinctual, smarter than most people probably give him credit for, but that's the way he plays. If I can't, I'll just tuck it and run. And he was talking this week about the fact that he needs to keep his arms warm so he can feel the ball when he's running. I bet they plan on having him try to leg it out one, several, and many times this weekend. Mac Jones, get out of your head. Play more like Josh Allen. Be more instinctual. He's got the ability to do that, Christian. He does. I'm not asking him to throw it over than 30 times, but just, like, stop taking...
I know, but... I agree with you.
Bait him into another one of these damn easy picks.
Okay, I agree with you. You say, get out of your own head. But he's wired by Bill and Josh, and they're forcing him to kind of look at life differently.
Rule follower.
Yeah, listen.
They're all hive mind.
Stay within the lines. Like, do not be creative. Because I think he's too predictable, and I think it hurts him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you think?
1,010%. Way too predictable. Here's what Mac Jones is going to do. Like, the first read wasn't available. I know what I'll do. I'll take Bolden. I'll take Myers on that one. Oop, you think Xavier Howard didn't like, you think I'm stupid, Hans? Bullets in the gun.
We had this discussion.
Come on, that was so freaking easy. Everyone in the stadium except Mac Jones saw that pick. And I understand, yes, he's a rookie. Yes, he's going to continue learning. Yes, the kid is great. But if he would just take an extra second, it's a pretty good offensive line. Take the extra half second. Let something develop. Maybe he sees Aguilar, who's open on some of these plays. Maybe Bourne becomes available. Trust your playmakers. Trust your playmakers.
So, we think it's getting to the point where they're sort of taking advantage of Mac's quick development.
Right.
And by that I mean, like, you know, so like the other day, Miami game, right? And they said, listen, if we show him this look Okay, the right throw is to go Jacoby Myers. Like, that's the right throw. And we're confident that Mac Jones reads it properly. It's a compliment. Like, you know, he processes things quickly. He knows with a certain defense and a certain alignment, he knows where to go throw the football. Now they're starting to use that against him. You know, and that's what Howard did yesterday. They sort of baited him. So in a way, it's a kind of a compliment because he's developed very quickly. But now it's up to him to sort of flip the script a little bit and be like, yeah, I know I'm supposed to throw it to Myers, but now you know I'm going to go there too. Maybe a split second. Maybe all of a sudden he gets Aguilar, right, who Howard left. And maybe he beats that safety that's come flying down to cover him.
Isn't that the whole idea of chess over checkers? Like,
chess.
You know,
you know
Buffalo is going to probably sit on some of these routes because that's what they expect you to do. This is a big game. You know, fortune favors the bold, Lou. Maybe Josh McDaniels, Bill Belichick, and Mac Jones need to meet up this week and say, hey, you know what? They're going to expect you to look for Bolden, look for Myers, be a little check down Charlie. You know what? Hang in the pocket for another half second. Hunter Henry is going to be wide open down the middle. Take the long route. You might get popped. Take the hit.
No, I just don't see them being. I don't see them saying, hey, in order for us to win this game, we need to be risk takers. I don't think Bill is sitting there going, hey, you know what? We got to play a totally different way that we're comfortable playing because they're so much more talented than us. I see all these people picking the Bills. It's like they're head and shoulders better than the Patriots. I don't see it that way. I see a team that, and the Buffalo Bills, that probably had from beginning to end all players as far as here's our game plan, guys. It couldn't have gone any better. Couldn't have gone any better for all of them. Every single big play and whatever, regardless of the circumstances, Josh Allen made it.
I think, but I would say, if this game was in a dome or 40 degrees, then I think you would be in serious trouble.
Why?
I think they're better than you.
I know, but I think Josh Allen is that much better than what you have. Okay, so then you're removing his ability to have an implosion, a slight one, not a major
catastrophe. He can overcome it. You can't.
I don't think so. I don't see. I think if you get one non-offensive touchdown, okay, mm-hmm. whatever that looks like, punt block, whatever, interception, forceful for a touchdown, whatever. One non-offensive touchdown.
Oh, Jesus,
you are winning. No, well, I mean, you're saying like they're so much better than you. It doesn't matter. He can overcome it. I don't think he can.
Well, it's beautiful weather. I think he can. In this type of game, I'm not so sure.
You think that he's less likely to throw interceptions when it's nice and beautiful than it is? I think he's the same no matter what.
I don't.
He's the same no matter what.
We talk about it all week.
His highs and lows.
But his numbers in the cold. He's not. He throws more picks than he does touchdowns.
I can grab you two games from this last year where he played in Florida and he played like crap.
Ooh. Well,
okay, I just think he's
back. Hold on. Is that the
Josh Allen on Josh Allen mic drop?
I mean, you can pick any game you want, but I mean, if the weather was nice like it was here in Gillette, you could very well see the exact same game because I just think they're better than you. All right, so, this game here on Saturday night, and we were just talking about like the what if, right? What if they win? What if they lose? If they lose this game, is it a bad look for Bill Belichick or Mac Jones? We'll discuss it next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.